The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Some of you may know that in my earlier years, I was a volunteer firefighter. Started out as just a chaplain, but then I decided, because they sort of spoke a different language in the fire department, that I needed to go to rookie school and find out what all that was about. Didn't take me long before I was totally hooked and went through all the training to be an interior firefighter. Now, the end of that training, the very last thing you had to do was go to a training fire, which was called a live burn. And what it was is some fortunate person decided to donate a house to the fire department so that we could burn it down and train at the same time. And so the day finally came for the live burn, and I'll never forget. We were the first ones in, my training squad, and we were waiting in line as they were inside, and there were pallets and with gasoline poured on them and hay that they would light on fire. And we would come in and we would sort of study how the fire moved and behaved. Well, as we stood outside and we were ready to go in and they were double checking to make sure our gear was all right, they noticed that I had the wrong gloves on. I had extrication gloves, in other words, gloves that you would use at a car accident, but those were not fireproof gloves that you would want in a fire. And so quickly they had to find gloves that would fit me and change them out before we could go in. In the meantime, that fire that we were supposed to watch build had already been building and building and building. And so when we got in, it was so hot that the guy in front of me, his shield over his mask actually began to melt. It was really hot in there. But then they showed us how to cool off the room, and we saw the fire going over our heads and the tongues and the flames just shooting out. And then we took the hose and knocked the fire down, and it was the coolest thing that I had ever been involved in to that point in my life. It was just awesome. And I wasn't the only one who thought that. As we walked out of the house, we were high-fiving each other, and it was awesome, and we were just so excited. But one of the guys that was with us was sort of standing off by himself. And so I went up to him and I said, "Hey man, what'd you think?" And he goes, "It was hot." It was hot. Really, of all the ways that you can describe a fire, I guess hot is an adjective that you could use. But, you know, I mean, there's so many other things. I mean, I've been involved in a lot of fires since then, and hot is generally not one of the adjectives that they use. You know, people talk about it being terrifying. Or it being just upsetting, or life-changing, or depressing. But hot? I mean, there's got to be more to it than just that, right? This past Monday, in our country, a fire was lit when a man, George Floyd, walked into a convenience store to buy a pack of cigarettes, and the young teenager behind the counter thought that he had handed him a forgery, a counterfeit $20 bill. And when he tried to stop him, the man took his cigarettes and walked on out. So the police were called and then consequently drug the man out of his car, and in order to detain him, they put their knee on his neck. And unfortunately, Mr. Floyd died as a result. Since then, many protests have broken out in Minneapolis, where it happened, and throughout the country. And the figurative fires became literal fires as looting and burning happened throughout the cities. And just yesterday in Colombia, those same protests began to break out. And while most of it was very calm and very, very peaceful, eventually the violence broke out there too. And so the same sorts of feelings that come with every fire were mixed in with this. There were people that were very excited about what was going on, that maybe change might be happening. There were people that were very angry at the destruction. There were people that were confused about why this was happening. And then there were people that were terrified. I fell into the last category as my oldest daughter was actually at a birthday dinner near downtown Columbia yesterday. And when I found out what was going on, I told her when she was going, you know, well, you want to stay clear of all the protest. And she said, no, I'll be fine. I said, no, it's just going to be really crowded. But then I got word of what was going on, and it turns out that as they were leaving the restaurant, they could see things going on, and that they drove past a car that was burning. When she got home yesterday, she said she had never heard that kind of fear in my voice. The fire terrified me, as it has terrified so many other people. These kinds of fires that are burning through our nation, the fires of division, the fires of hatred, the fires of confusion, the fires of anger, are hitting us in so many different ways, and our feelings are so conflicted, and rightfully so. But I gotta wonder, as I read the first lesson this morning and hear about that first Pentecost, I wonder what feelings the fire spurned in those disciples. We heard that they were gathered together all in one place after Jesus had ascended into heaven, and all of a sudden, tongues of fire of the Spirit became and rested on each of them, and they all began to speak in different languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. And it was such a loud rushing of the wind, people from all around flocked to see what in the world was going on. They were excited at the fire. But then you had the confusion. How are they speaking that we can all understand this? And it gives a whole list of people from all over creation that had settled in Jerusalem. And by the way, great job reading those, Susan. I've never heard anybody read them as flawlessly as you did. And it was, but they were so confused at how was this happening? And then you hear the anger mixed in. Oh, well, they're just drunk. You know, that's not happening. These guys have just had one too many. And then once again, you hear the feeling of the Spirit as St. Peter stands up and speaks that spirit of change. Because amidst all of the feelings, amidst all that was going on in that room that day, the one thing that we can be certain that did happen with that fire is it changed everything. As Deacon Deborah said earlier, that's the birthday of the church. On that day, a movement was started, a movement that made the world different forever. It's a movement that still continues to this day. It's why we're doing this right here, right now. It was the birth of the church. And at times it was exciting, and at times it was scary, and at times it was infuriating, and at times it was confusing. But what we know is that Holy Spirit descended upon them and changed everything. I guarantee you, my friends, I guarantee you that if you asked any of the disciples that day, none of them would have said, well, it was hot. I'm guessing that none of the protesters would have said that about yesterday either. Even though it was only 2 days again before the beginning of June in South Carolina, amidst all the feelings, amidst all the emotion and action that was going on, I promise you, none of them went home yesterday thinking, well, it was hot. So I'm wondering this day, as we sit in our homes, as we hear all of the things in the world that are going around us, as we know that the Holy Spirit has entered into this world and entered into our lives, what are our thoughts? What are our feelings? Because sadly, I've got a feeling that we're just sitting there thinking, oh, it's hot. Don't you see? The Spirit does much more than that. Spirit isn't there just to heat us up. Spirit has come to us to get us out, to get us moving, to get us inspired to do God's work. You and I are called to be agents of change because of the fire that changes everything. But instead, we're just sitting there thinking, it's hot. I mean, you look at what's going on this week, you know? I mean, what is our reaction to all of this? You know, some people are very upset on what happened to George Floyd. Some people are very upset on what's happening with the protesters. But aren't we upset about what's happening to our world? See, I mean, I don't know what happened. I don't know if that man had committed a crime or not. I don't know if he had resisted arrest or not. I don't know if the police were too brutal on him or not. I don't know what happened there, but I do know some things. I know that if I was the one who walked into the store that day, they probably wouldn't have questioned my $20 bill. I know that they probably would have given me the benefit of the doubt if it was a counterfeit bill. I know they probably would not have pulled me out of my car. I also know that I probably would not have reacted with fear, because when I get pulled over by the police officers, the only thing I'm afraid of is how much my insurance is going to go up. All I know is that we live in a divided world. And the Holy Spirit invites us into unity. See, we are a Pentecost people and we are united by fire. I mean, if you hear nothing else in that first lesson about what happened, hear this. Those people from all corners of the world, those people who spoke different languages, who could not be more different than one another, that day they were brought together by the Holy Spirit. They were made one by the Holy Spirit. And that is the change that happened in the world. Because through the Holy Spirit, you and I are brought together and we are made one. Not just by people that look like us and talk like us and act like us and do what we do and wear what we wear. We have been made one with all of God's creation. That's what the Holy Spirit brings. Last Sunday we talked about Jesus' high priestly prayer, and he prayed one of the most important thing to him, that they may be one. And he sends that Holy Spirit, he sends the advocate, so that we could be one. So what are we waiting on? We need to quit sitting around saying, well, it's hot. It's time to get up and get moving. What are we waiting for the church to reopen? Folks, the church never closed. It's been open the whole time. You know why? Because wherever you are, there is the church. You know, we say it around here sometimes, I am Pisgah. Well, folks, you are Pisgah. Wherever you are, whether you're in your living room, whether you're in Walmart, whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're at work, you are Pisgah. You are representing this congregation, but more importantly, you are representing the body of Christ. And so that Holy Spirit speaking to you and through you is calling us all to unity, to be one. And that begins sometimes by, we need to take a hard look at ourselves. We need to look and say, not by pointing fingers about what this person's doing or that person's doing or this group's doing or that group's doing. What am I doing? What am I doing to perpetuate the problem, and what am I doing to fix it? And then we need to listen. Look, folks, we can't understand where somebody else has been. We can't understand someone else's journey without stopping and listening. Then we need to love. We need to love off the bat. No matter what, we are called to love. And then the Holy Spirit sends us out to lead, to be the leaders in this world, to be the agents of change that the Holy Spirit brings. Because we know right now that our world needs to change. Our world is too divided. It is too in conflict with itself. But we are all children of God. We are all brought together by the same Spirit. But there's neither Jews nor Greeks, slaves nor free. We are all brought together under the one Holy Spirit. We are Pentecost people. We are united by fire. We are agents of change. It's time to just stop being, well, hot. Amen.